This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, you might be surprised to learn, as was I, is World Sleep Day. The World Association of Sleep Medicine says more than 100 million people globally aren't catching enough Z's. And that's not just bad for our health, it's bad for business. That's the theory, anyway, from Arianna Huffington. The co-founder and editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post lays it out in a book called Thrive. It's all about bringing rest, relaxation, and meditation back into our daily lives and into the workplace. And she speaks from personal experience. Arianna, thanks for coming on.
Great to be with you.
You start your book writing of an incident in which you basically woke up to this realization. Describe that for me, would you?
So it was about 8 years ago when I collapsed from exhaustion, burnout, and sleep deprivation, hit my head on the way down, broke my cheekbone, got 4 stitches on my right eye. And that was the beginning of this journey that I've been on, of really coming to in my own pool of blood, and nobody had shot me, and asking the question, is this what success is? And new science is validating ancient wisdom about the importance of sleep, of renewal, of what we are calling unplugging and recharging.
Without discounting any of that, right? I mean, that is all important and we all have to do it. But I wonder if it's easy for you to say, a woman of some means who's had a lot of success in her life and who got there by burning out and who is now saying, oh, wait a minute, let's not do it this way anymore.
Well, it's hard because our culture is so screwed up.
Yeah.
There is that prevalent assumption that if you burn out, if you are up all night, you're going to be better at finding a job or making ends meet, when in fact the opposite is true. Each one of us can tell from our own personal experience. When we're exhausted, when we're burnt out, we're less creative, we are much more reactive. We have all the evidence in front of us that's not the case, but nevertheless, it is a very, very entrenched collective delusion. So I can understand why you're asking this question.
Do you think the company you founded, do you think the Huffington Post helped get us to where we are today with needing to be plugged in?
Unfortunately, this is just something that has happened because of so many factors and so many companies. It's our smartphones, it's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's the Huffington Post, it's every digital media company. It's really the times we're living through. But what is great is that in the last year, we've begun to have a fascinating conversation around the need to disconnect. Suddenly, these things, meditation, sleep, renewal, have gone from the pages of the Yoga Journal to the front pages of the Wall Street Journal and The Economist.
I want you to do something for me. Think for a minute about the Arianna Huffington of 2005 as she was launching the Huffington Post. Tell me what you would tell yourself from 10 years ago, having come through this and, now found your moment of zen, if you will.
I would tell myself to stop worrying and get more sleep.
But would you be where you are today? That's the point.
Oh, absolutely. I would not only be where I am, I would be where I am with less damage to my health, my relationships, less worry and anxiety. I have 55 pages of scientific endnotes in the book. So this is not a matter of one woman's opinion or one woman's experience. This is simply collecting all the data.
What's it like to work for you? If I walk into the Huffington Post today, right, I mean, am I going to see this all reflected?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, 4 years ago, we opened 2 nap rooms.
Oh.
And I encourage everybody who is tired during the day to have a nap instead of a 5th cup of coffee or a 3rd cinnamon bun.
Have you ever used those nap rooms?
Well, actually, I have, but I also have a couch in my office, and I don't want to occupy the nap room. But my office is sort of has all glass, and when I would have a nap, I would normally close the curtain, and now I don't because I feel that it's a really good message when I'm seen actually napping on the job to actually make it clear that it's perfectly okay.
Arianna Huffington, you know her from the Huffington Post. Her book is called Thrive. Arianna, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.